Call the roll, please.
Yeah, here.
Here.
Almost.
Here.
Here. We have a quorum. Entertain a motion to approve the agenda and the addendum.
So moved.
Moved by James, second by Jay. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Entertain a motion to approve the minutes of September 8, 2009.
Moved.
Moved by Jay.
Second.
Second by James. Discussion? Mr. Smucker.
Under other business on page 5,
report? Okay. Any other matters? As modified, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Record will note Ms. Coart is here. Is there any public participation? Hearing none. Project spreadsheet for the Courthouse Masonry Belt Tower Project. Entertain a motion to receive and place on file.
So moved.
Moved by James.
Second.
Second by Bensel. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Physical plant. Mr. Reinhart.
Once again, the monthly reports are information showing you basically where we're at on the monthly expenditure report. Our utilities, gas and electric, are tracking as we expected once again. The downtown jail repair and maintenance light item looks very healthy this month of $26,000 remaining balance, but of that, $18,000 remain to be paid for the repairs we made to the temporary repairs to the air conditioning chiller. So that,
questions about the physical plant report? No, Mr. Richards is present. Okay. Entertain a motion to receive and place that on file.
So moved.
Okay, moved by Jay, second by Smucker. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Update on implementation of energy policy for Champaign County facilities.
Okay, well, the first thing we've done was tried to educate the department heads and employees. We've sent off the policy to make sure everyone received it, all department heads, and then second part of the education was with the maintenance employees where we've met, discussed the policy. We've talked about how we are going to try to maintain these temperatures and the way we're going to keep the buildings as comfortable as possible while we reduce the temperatures. We have been going around doing our fall cleaning on the air conditioners, changing filters, belts, trying to fine-tune all the equipment the best we can, making it as efficient as possible. At the same time, we're going into the buildings and starting to go through individual office areas, checking each thermostat, making sure it is calibrated as close as possible, and slowly adjusting the temperature down going into the cooling season. As you all know, typically that's 72 to 73 degrees is where most of the employees around the county like to keep the temperature, keep their offices at. Now we're going to lower it down to 68. Even the brand newest, smartest thermostat today has a plus or minus 2 degrees temperature range. So if you're in the heating mode and you set it at 68, it could conceivably get down to 66 before the heat kicks back on, which we're going to hear complaints about because we're supposed to keep it at 68. So with that being said, we're keeping the thermostats, making sure they're calibrated correctly, and then we are bringing them down slowly down to get back into the range we're looking for. We've started in the our first efforts are going to be in the two jails, and then we will move out to the individual buildings. We're starting there because those are going to be the hardest to control. Those are pneumatic style. Of course, they're just as accurate as the electronic style, but much harder to calibrate and keep in calibration. So we've also instructed our employees on how to respond to the complaints. We're going to get hammered, but, you know, you know, we're going to get yelled at and instructed. You're not to yell back. You know, your job is to, you know, make them as comfortable as possible. During the same time, we're also looking for marginal areas. Even today, at 72, 73 degrees, there are going to be rooms, even in a brand new building where thermostat's 72 degrees and two-thirds of the office is right at 72 degrees, and somewhere on an edge somewhere, somebody's desk, it's going to be 70, 71. So when we drop the rest of the room down to 69, 68 degrees, that area that was marginal to start with is now going to be out of range, out of comfort range. So we're going very carefully trying to watch those spots to keep our employees and users as happy as possible. So,
questions? Mr. James?
Are most thermostats, they have a lockbox on them like this one in here or no?
Depending on the building, take the courthouse, for instance. Everything in the public area is controlled by a computer, so there is no adjustment on it. In this building, the ones that are mainly accessed in the public area where people mess with them all day long are the ones that's locked. No. There are hundreds of them in East Campus and downtown, and eventually anyone that's accessible, we will have to put some type of restrictive cover over to keep them from changing it.
You guys have any of them thermal guns to, you know, like when you...
Oh, yes, we do. Quite a few of them, yeah.
Mr. Weibel? All right. Any other questions? Mr. Smucker, please use your mic.
Do we have any update on the delamping at the courthouse?
Actually, everything, all the documents are completed. The entire grant application is completed. Denny Inman was, until his very last day, still in contact with the contact that he had at the state of Illinois. He's in Chicago this week testifying in the arbitration for the nursing home. But I had a message from him this morning. He had yet another message from the representative at the state level. And I expect we will be submitting those applications early next week at this point. She seems to have identified the appropriate avenue for these applications to follow. So they're completely ready to go. I could show them to you in my office. Every single fixture in both buildings, courthouse and Brookings, is identified. So we're ready. We're just waiting to know exactly when and which funds are the best to submit that to.
These were prepared by the engineering firm that we hired?
With that assistance, yes.
These are the same group of grants that we
yeah, there are additional grants, not for delamping, for HVAC systems and the correctional center, right, Alan?
That is correct.
This building, there are like five total grants. Two of them are the delamping. The other three, we're still waiting to find out which are the appropriate funds and which is the appropriate agency to apply to.
But this... I remember that we, at one point, we were given a sheet of the different grants. Were there? I was thinking there were more than five. Were there not, or am I wrong?
I think there's five major ones. There might be a couple small ones. There might have been an application for animal control and part of EOC, but there were five major ones that I know of.
All right. Sure, Mr. Smucker.
The energy efficiency policy has a lot of stuff in it, as you probably know. Things like changing the everything from the lights fixtures to sensors and all these sort of things. Do you anticipate sort of moving through it step by step or slowly? Or I guess my question is, how are we going to go about looking at things like sensors in the bath? Here at Brookings, we have some of the bathrooms have the sensors already, right? But
our initial thought about the implementation of that policy, part of the policy, was the first stage, once we receive any funds at all, we will immediately start delamping, and then we will start with the installation of the minor storage room, meeting rooms, with the simple wall thermostats. You remove a remove a light switch. You put in an occupancy sensor in its location, and try to cover as many areas as we can that way first. The installations of the occupancy sensors that are located in the ceilings, like we put in meeting room adjacent here, those are going to be quite a bit more labor-intensive to install. We'll have to actually invade the ceiling space, interrupt conduits, install switching devices, and then so that will take some time. It will take, once we receive the grant, it will take several months before we can say a building is close to being completed.
Thank you. Other questions? All right, project updates. Courthouse building automation system.
Okay, we have met with the Alpha Controls Company. We have had our kickoff meeting. We have met all the players. All of their members have gone through the sheriff's security checks, received badges. We've toured the building. We've passed documents back and forth. They have blueprints of the building for their computer people to draft the software that's necessary, the graphic part. And this week we started installation of basic hardware enclosures in a couple spots to start the conversion. So hopefully in the next 30 days we'll have some actual hardware devices installed, and hopefully the programmers will be coming here within the next month and a half to start the implementation so we can start switching to the new system.
Questions? All right. County clerk election move.
We have finished moving everything from the support enforcement files system back up to the upper level in Pod 400 since the last meeting, and we also have constructed custom-built wood storage shelvings in the area with finished those at the end of last week, talking with Mark about final details, trying to schedule a day to start moving his equipment, schedule a type of a van to move his equipment. So we're thinking a large box van that we can protect the computer equipment. And if everything goes according to schedule, hopefully we can actually physically start moving his equipment next week, if not sooner.
All right. Any estimate of when that move would be completed? I assume that bleeds into the next item.
I'm hoping, of course, not knowing exactly.
Just your best judgment.
What his requirements are when we do the move. He has to document what goes in, what comes out, how long it's going to take. We're going to supply labor. We're going to rent a van. We'll help them. And I would hope we could get the majority of them moved in two to four days, I would think. That would be reasonable. Now, if he requires strict documentation, you know, with everything carried on, everything carried off, I don't know. It may slow us down. But.
Okay. Questions about the county clerk move? Okay. Coroner office move.
Okay. I made a small drawing and submitted to the owner of the building the modifications we want that Dwayne has requested, the demolition of a couple small interior partitions and the enclosure of some other partitions to create a small room. The owner has agreed that we can make these changes. I've talked with the IT department. The IT department now is trying to figure out the best way to increase the communication capacity from the Gill building to our network, whether it's a upgraded satellite link or maybe even a T1 line. As it is now, we have one or two computers out there, and they're very slow, and I'm sure they will not meet, that speed will not meet the requirements they need in their office. We are trying to also come up with a construction cost estimate for his minor remodeling and figure out what it's going to cost to move, and then as soon as the clerk's space is out, we are ready, as soon as the county clerk's equipment's out, we are ready to start the minor demolition and minor remodeling, clean and paint, and I would anticipate that, if it goes, which should be completed within 30 days.
All right. Dwayne, do you have any idea, based on what your knowledge is of what your schedule will be? As far as your ultimate relocation? That's all going to be done first, and once that's done, you'll have planning in progress, but you can't do anything until the communication stuff is done and the build-out is done, right?
Right. Right. And we're figuring the move's only going to take us, that we can do that over the weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We can get the move done in 2 days, I think, with no problem. It's mostly office furniture and everything. And when we moved over here, we moved all the little stuff ourselves and everything, other than the desks and the cabinets. So we're hoping we can move. When it's ready for us to go in there, we're going to try and get in there over a weekend.
Okay. In what we've planned and what this build-out that we're talking about, has any other issue come up that you're aware of? I mean, are we pretty much on track to what you thought when we initially looked at the space?
And everything's fine. Like I said, Alan talked to the owner, and the owner was agreeable to the minor changes that we requested, which was basically taking out some short walls that were in the middle of one of the rooms and extending the other walls up in that room. And as far as I know, he said they were okay. So
I guess we're just, are there any surprises? That's what we don't like, are surprises. Are there any surprises you've seen yet?
No.
Okay. All right.
We've got to move our cooler, too, but I've already talked to the highway department, and we think that we can get that done with the highway department and the equipment they have.
Okay. Questions? Mr. James.
And we were sure on the electrical service that there was enough service there to...
Mm-hmm. Our cooler runs off of 120, 110.
And a suggestion for Alan would be, is there any way you could recommend or ask that one of the county clerk's people be on site when you load a truck and then just put a seal on it and save some time documenting all that, like you said?
Oh, absolutely.
I'd do it that way and then have them break the seal and get it back.
We're not going to attempt to move anything of theirs without someone there making sure that's done the way they need it, required.
Okay, now there's a logical thing that's happening here with moves and moves and moves. And if you remember, we had Parenting with Love and Limits, and they were going to go here, and then they were going to go there, and guess what? They don't want to go there. And so we've been looking to see if there's any possible tenants, and Deb informed me that today she was contacted by a possible tenant that we want to just sort of run by you, no decision or anything. I guess the real question is whether or not we continue talking with them and determine whether or not they're suitable. So why don't you describe that?
I was contacted by the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs Urbana office today. They are located in the Urbana Armory and were just provided notice that they have to vacate like within a week because the Urbana Armory is going to be remodeled and it's going to take 3 years to do that. So they have to leave that location and they're looking for space. The initial direction that came from CMS was that they were to go to a building on campus, and they're talking to U of I real estate office. They really don't want to go there because there's no parking for their clients when they come in, and they just see a lot of complexity there. So they were asking if we have space. We have, knowing that Parenting with Love and Limits is not interested in the old coroner's office space, that's one option. Another option is we are vacating, Administrative Services and County Board is vacating several offices and towards the front of the building because we're compacting down into less square footage. So I told him about both of those options. He was going to talk to CMS and get back to me, but the thought was they may have to move rather quickly when they know what they can do. The other thing was they are not currently paying rent. I told them that would not be an option here because we charge our own funds rent when they're in one of our buildings. So I gave him the standard rental rate, which is $5 per square foot. So he was going to check on that and get back to us. Basically, they need two offices, some storage space for filing cabinets, and a conference room.
Okay. Any comments on the potential tenant, Mr. Jay?
Well, the good news, I guess, if there is any in this, is that Dwayne won't have to hurry then. There's nobody beating him to get out. So
true.
Whatever happens there, we can make sure we can take our time and get it right. But I would hope that we could get somebody with some money if we're going to get rid of the space or rent the space to somebody else.
What if this veterans organization is interested, I mean, I'm not asking for a vote or anything, I'm just interested in comments about whether or not you think that is a suitable tenant for this building. Mr. Weibel?
I think they'd be suitable. I can't think of a reason why they wouldn't.
Mr. Smucker?
What would they be doing? I mean, what you say their clients come. Who are their clients?
I assume veterans.
Is it like a counseling or is it?
I really don't know.
Yeah.
He said that they are in meeting with clients pretty much, you know, that's what they do.
And it's a state office, right?
Yeah,
Veterans Affairs.
State of Illinois, Veterans Affairs.
So I assume that there are veterans benefits and
probably assistance.
And assistance, that sort of thing, where they have to meet with people and do paperwork and determine placements and that sort of thing. Mr. Richards?
I agree, it's appropriate. Has Parenting with London Limits said where they're going to go? Have they picked that yet?
They actually are operating out of the mental health center and, what is it? Prairie Center, that's right. The mental health center and Prairie Center. And really at this point in time, I think the employees are happy to be operating out of those facilities.
Mr. Jake.
I don't want to belabor this, but and I'm certainly not against veterans, although I've been accused of that recently. We're still in some serious financial straits here. So my preference would be that if we've got space that's available, that if we could get rent, I don't think we have a choice but to try and get the rent.
Oh, no.
This is rent.
This is rent.
We wouldn't do it.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
This is rent. Mr. Bensel?
I think not only is it acceptable, I think it's fantastic. I mean, if we have an opportunity to help a veterans organization, I'm all for it. So.
Okay. Anybody else? I'm not hearing anybody say anything negative. I mean, really, Mr. J, even Mr. J. Okay. All right. At the last meeting, we talked about having a tour of the outlying county buildings, sort of the ones that we don't pay a good deal of attention to. And I think we have a list, don't we? That's what we talked about anyway. We have a list of all the county buildings. And we're talking about taking a tour, like, late afternoon one day, maybe. Actually, I was just thinking, is that a way we could set up our November meeting and do that late afternoon and end up here?
Sure.
You know, start at 5 o'clock and end up here.
I don't know if you want to do this when it's dark.
Oh, 4 o'clock?
Yeah.
4 o'clock? Sure.
You had said before you were planning on inviting all the board members that would like to attend, and you
were
looking at a weekend or
a Saturday morning.
The more the merrier, I would guess, in this, so everybody knows what they're looking at
okay.
and talking about.
That's a good idea. All right, so what's your pleasure? What buildings do you want to see?
You could drive by all of them. We don't have to go in all of them.
Anybody? You want us to pick? Chair Weibel.
Well, I would suggest buildings that we don't go. So
all
I
right.
suggest we don't look at Brookins. For starters,
okay.
and the courthouse.
Okay.
And the satellite jail.
I would say definitely the garage we need to look at. The sheriff, county clerk storage. What the heck's the highway storage? Is that where they got all them vehicles out in the fenced area? We can drive by there. I can see. I guess I could see, and I hope everybody else can. The old salt storage, that's right over in there. Salt Dome. Ilias. What's the mechanical building?
Behind Ilias. With the old nursing home, right?
It's just a little building there.
Yes, that's a boiler room.
Yeah.
And we were going to look at the Gill building. I don't see that on here. I definitely would like to look at that.
I don't know how we did that. Okay. No. Deb said these are all the buildings we insure, so we don't insure that building. All right. Animal control. Let's see animal control.
We did a tour of that.
Yeah, I know, but we have some committee members that haven't seen that building.
Well, that's short. That won't take long.
Yeah, and we're talking about all county board members, too. I bet we have county board members who haven't seen that building.
Plus, they can pick up some pets at the same time.
Oh. So do we say yes to the Esda garage? Yes, no? No? Okay. So not Ilias, not the mechanical building, and not the Esda garage.
Is that a Netcat?
Well, that's why we're saying we're including that one.
That one.
Okay. And the Downtown Correctional Center, I definitely think we need to look at that. So I've got, what about the Juvenile Detention Center? Does anybody want to see that?
I'd like to see it. I don't know if it's too much.
Well, if we're doing it on a Saturday morning, it's probably not too much. So I've got Juvenile Detention Center, Correctional Center, the Esda Garage, the Sheriff, County Clerk Storage, Highway Storage, Old Salt, Salt Dome, Emergency Management, and Animal Control, and the Gill Building. Is that acceptable? And we'll work on the details. Now, is there, we're talking about a Saturday in November, probably. Is there one Saturday that's better than any other?
Earlier the better. I mean,
in the month. The 7th? Okay. November 7th, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning, a good time? Okay. And so it'll be a drive and tour. We'll drive our own. No reason not if it's on a Saturday. Come and bring your vehicle right along, you know. But why do that? Why spend the money? We can carpool if it's a Saturday morning. Why? Well, but we'll meet at Brookings, and then we'll load in the cars, and we'll design a route. And we'll have a little map says here's we're going here, and then we're going there, and then we're going there.
Rides with me. We're going to cover my insurance.
All right. Resolution honoring Denny Inman. This is my idea. It's at your desk. One correction. September 22nd, not September 22nd, 1998. What? Yeah. Anybody want to move it? Mr. Benson? Second by Mr. James. Discussion? Want to take your time and look at it? Moved by Benson. Second by James. I apologize. Mr. James? That's a great idea. Anybody opposed to cake and ice cream before the board meeting? Any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Update on nursing home life safety smoke barriers project.
This is just an ongoing update from this issue which we told you about last month. Currently the Architect Riley Glarum has had initial discussions with IDPH, and the design, which is on the attachment, has tentative preliminary approval. It will be formally submitted on October 15th. What is in purple are the two areas where the new construction of the smoke barriers will occur in the building. Primarily, we wanted you to be aware of the project schedule, that this will be issued for bid on October 15th and submitted formally to IDPH on October 15th. The bids are expected back November 12th, with the county board hopefully to award the contract on November 19th. So I've put there that we need a special meeting of the County Facilities Committee to accept and recommend approval of the award of the contract sometime before the board meeting on the 19th. Substantial completion of the project is anticipated to be February 2010, which is good because that coincides with when we would expect IDPH to be back for the next survey. So if we have it completed, that's a good thing. What we know about costs right now are that the AE fees are $19,200 and allowance for document printing is $2,000. We also have cost estimates from the architect, which confirmed for us that this project will come in under $100,000, and that's good news because that way we don't trigger an additional fee from IDPH because of the cost of the renovation at the nursing home. You will have the actual construction cost when we get the bids back, and you approve that at the meeting in November.
And this project, Mr. Buffenbarger, is being paid for out of the nursing home operations?
It is. It'll be paid out of our operating funds.
Thank you. Questions? Mr. Bensel.
Deb, you said that the two areas in purple are the new construction. Is that correct?
Correct.
I was looking at this earlier. I was a little confused because they also say existing on them. So I'm assuming that's a typo.
Well, I think that what they're saying is, for example, the existing hour prorated partitions extend up to roof deck. I don't know. Maybe Alan can probably explain it better than I can. But there are some existing things there that have to be enhanced. Two, yeah.
So they're just adding a layer of drywall to them then on each side.
The two areas that we have to repair, change, are existing one-hour rated partitions.
Going to two.
Which are going to be changed to two, okay. Which means we extend the existing wall that stops at the ceiling. We extend it from the ceiling up to the bottom of the roof deck.
Yeah. So our rating would be two layers on each side of the wall. So, okay. That makes sense now. I understand what they're saying.
Other questions? Okay. Let me ask you this. I'll throw this out to you. I have a special class on November 3rd. I can't meet that day. If we're going to have a regular meeting, Mr. Richards will preside. That's absolutely fine with me. Ms. Busey and I talked about having a meeting on, would be Tuesday the
17th.
The 17th. Having our meeting on the 17th, which would be before the board meeting, which is on the 19th, we wouldn't have to have a special meeting. This, we would have these documents, and this is our main agenda item for November, are these bids. I'm happy to do whatever you want to do. Mr. Jay.
I prefer the meeting on the 17th to give us time to look at this, not be rushed real quick, if the committee is agreeable to that.
Chair Weibel.
Just letting you know, I'll be out of town, but you can go ahead and meet without me, I think.
Well, it's also the night of Democratic Caucus, so the caucus meets at 6, I think.
Mr. Betts will be chairing that meeting.
Pardon?
Mr. Betts will be chairing that meeting.
I know, but it meets at 6, right?
Six, yeah.
And so our meeting would be at 7 at its regular time. What's the sense? Is that acceptable, November 17th, for facilities? Anybody object? Hearing none? All right, that's what we'll do. Any other questions or comments about the nursing home project for Mr. Buffenbarger or Ms. Busey? What?
We have an amended agreement between Champaign County and City of Urbana.
We're going to talk about that.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to talk about that. Okay. Semi-annual review of... Beg your pardon? Addenda. I apologize. Go to the addenda. Approval of lease extension for Ilias for 2012. I'll entertain a motion to approve. Moved by James, second by Chair Weibel. This is an opportunity that we have to extend the lease agreement and receive additional rental from Ilias. Everybody understand that? Any discussion? Mr. James.
Item, it's in brackets down there, 3, hardwired access to the Champaign County fiber network and access and completion of the redundant fiber loop of the Champaign County campus. That hardwired access, I'm assuming, and I'm hoping I'm right, is that we're just going to run one main box, and then from there they would do each individual room. We're not going to be liable or on the hook to set up access in each room that they dedicate.
No, it's just fiber to the building.
Okay.
On the county's network, or on the county's fiber loop. And
did that just say hardwired access to the building then instead? Because the way I read that, I mean, like if I was coming in here to bid a job and I told you I was going to hardwire your building, I would assume that I was going to hardwire each room so you could just hook up.
No, I'm pretty sure that means the building's already wired.
Yes, the newly remodeled space is completely wired. The redundant loop is referring to final small connection between the Ilias building and 1905. Ilias is hardwired onto the county network. The loop is missing one small link, and that is strictly between Ilias and the 1905 building. So that's what that's referring to. So then there would be a redundant hookup all the way around the East Campus.
And that loop will be completed with that Urbana Interceptor project when they are boring to do what you previously approved a couple months ago. We'll run the fiber at that time, so that will make it a more efficient installation for us. So we were anticipating doing it anyway.
Maybe it's just the way I was reading it, because it said and access and completion, that the hardwired access, it's just maybe a term of words. I just didn't, you know, like when we provide access, we do it to the building and we stop there, and then from there it's up to them to run it to wherever they want it.
Right. Well, the wiring is already in the building. Okay. If I may, just a couple things about this. When Ilias approached me with this, they wanted to do another one-year extension of the initial lease term for $300,000. That they did one earlier this year for 2011, as you will recall. It didn't seem appropriate to do that without really analyzing the costs. So this $419,000 lease amount is a substantial increase, and I would like you to understand what it includes. It includes $5 per square foot for the office space that they occupy, which is about 38,500 square feet. But we also added 50 cents per square foot, which is kind of a warehouse rate for the additional two wings that they have access to, use for training, use for just general uses that come up, so that they are actually paying for that space as well. And we took the last 12 months of total utilities costs and added up what that is and added that to the total rent, too, because they are not paying utilities under this first term of the lease. So we are at least recovering all those costs with this lease amount. The other thing is there's a recommendation on the Finance Committee agenda Thursday night that any additional rent from Ilias in the next year be deposited into the Capital Asset Replacement Fund specifically to be used for maintenance of this facility. And that helped a lot for the Ilias board to accept the substantial increase in the amount of rent, because they know that there's some issues, particularly with the roof and some other things, that the county may need to address, and knowing that this rent was going to be deposited in that manner made a difference. So,
Mr. Jay.
Do they use the entire nursing home facility? Does their lease cover the entire nursing home facility as it is, the old nursing home facility?
Yes.
All of it?
Yes, but most of it is just for training purposes. But, yeah, their lease does cover it, which is why the original lease only included them paying for the office remodeled space. but that's why it seemed appropriate to add the warehouse space, which they have access to.
I guess that's my next question. I'm not sure what I'm asking. They had some access to some warehousing, or they got some vehicles parked in something. What is that? Is that highway buildings?
They have five, the equivalent of five stalls, if you will, and they have that space already. That's already designated.
And that's not part of Bill Keller's space. That's separate from that, or is that including what Bill Keller's using?
That is for them specifically, and Bill Keller has space as well.
Other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Semi-annual review of closed session minutes. David DeThorne recommends that they remain closed. Mr. Jay moves. Is there a second? Second by James. Discussion? All those in favor say aye. Opposed? Other business, smart energy design report. Assume we should have a motion to receive and place it on file. Moved by Smucker, second by Richards. Discussion. Mr. Smucker, is there something that you would like to do to lead us through this?
All I can really, the thing that I can say is the sort of major conclusion here is that it seems that wind energy is more efficient than solar, and that there would be some, if you look on page 6, the highlighted section on page, the bolded section on page 6, I think that kind of sums it up, that there's basically a 13% annual return on energy efficiency with an investment in, I believe it is a one sort of, it seems to me, somewhat back-of-the-napkin kind of numbers. I mean, they're formula that they're putting together, and they're estimating the cost of the wind turbine, the cost of maintenance, and how much it would save us. They're reasonably substantial. This is not, this isn't something that's from an engineering firm that's going to be definitive, but I think that it's the kind of information that's helpful, and it says that we should look into what kind of possibilities there are. A lot of variables that, we'd have to take into consideration, such as how possible and what's the market for these kind of things, but did contact Mr. Slowinski about these calculations and how did they make the estimate on the costs, and he says that's a standard estimate that they use, that obviously they can't, that they're not selling wind costs, but that they think that's in the ballpark.
Questions? Mr. Richards.
Sitting inside the city of Urbana as we are we allowed to erect wind turbines?
My understanding would be no. Not here. Not on our campus, I don't believe. But I could be wrong about that. But, the kind of things that I think you could think about is constructing one outside the city limits, or one or two, sharing it with other municipalities that might be interested in going in, school districts, other government agencies that would want to have that kind of consortium, and And looking at what it seems from the calculations here is that the bigger turbine you build, the more savings there is. And so it seems like, you know, you want to capture those economies. You do that by building it as big as you can and then getting as partners as you can. So that's, you know, that's just some thoughts about it. That seems to be where this report, the direction it sends you reading it. It seems to me that there's an enormous amount of details that have to be looked into if we were to really explore this kind of thing. But I think the report's interesting, and it does suggest that there are some possibilities. So,
Chair Weibel.
Sam, do you know why they don't really talk about geothermal?
You know, when Mr. Slawinski was here and gave us his report, he felt geothermal was not as efficient. I believe he put it in any of his calculations, but he generally thought it wasn't as efficient. But my sense is that, you know, if you're going to go into this kind of process where you're looking at saving money through using renewable energy, then you have to hire an engineering firm that would go through and do these calculations again, and you can ask them to do a broad variety. And I think what this suggests is that there really may be substantial savings out there, in the tunes of hundreds of thousands of dollars, $100,000 a year perhaps, or, you know, big we go, how difficult this is to do. I mean, there are other issues too, because it would also, you know, if you were to do, for instance, the entire campus, you have to hook up the entire campus to a grid, which we aren't currently on. But that has a value to it as well, to be on one grid and be able to monitor all the buildings from one place and that kind of thing. But obviously that's a cost. So again, you know, my feeling is it's worth exploring. And I think that the report suggests that there could be substantial cost savings, and obviously we would reduce carbon footprint and all of that kind of stuff too. So,
Mr. James,
I agree. There's nothing wrong with exploring it, but just, you know, quick math. If you're looking at some of the figures, and like you said, you'd have to hardwire everything and get everybody on this grid. Roughly, you're looking at a 10-year payback for just your investment on your equipment in that. I don't know if that's good, bad, indifferent. I've always been a firm believer after 15 years, most things need replaced or upgraded anyway. But dumber numbers you have to look at, and again, with an engineer, and there's always that soft cost that we all hate. But I think looking at it and keeping it on the burner is okay, but right now with the way we're at, I don't think there's going to be much serious attention put into it.
Chair Weibel.
I'll check with the city of Urbana, see if they have any regs on windmills within city limits.
Okay. Other comments? Okay, all those in favor of the motion, say aye. Opposed? It's just placing it on file. It isn't doing anything, Mr. J. It's just receiving. Thank you. All right. The other business, just for noting, is that since our last meeting, the city of Urbana approved the modified news rack consistent with what we approved at our last meeting. This is the intergovernmental agreement that would carry that forward. And it's the same intergovernmental agreement that we had before that we've approved, with all the language out about artistic everything. And it came to us, and so I would ask Chair Weibel to put it on the agenda for the board. Are there any questions about it? It's exactly the same. We're just placing it. It's still the city's responsibility for the news rack. They have all the cost responsibilities for it. Yeah, they do. It'll have to say October, but we'll take care of that. All right. Consent. Let's see. The lease? Maybe we should leave the lease, the Ilias lease, on the full agenda so we can explain. We can explain how the rent's been modified. Agree with that? All right. Anything else? Anybody? What's that? Or did we ever move it? Yeah. Yeah, we moved it. Even Mr. J voted for it. There be no further business. We're adjourned.
Who's got the per diem seat?
An invitation to the board members at the after our meeting.
Something to the wall of the cage so you can't see what's going on, you know.
Okay, well, I guess we first need to find out.
Well, then just,
you know, called in.
All right.
That would be very helpful, I think.
Okay. Policy, too, now, that I'm check is recognizing all retiring county employees.
I had it in the back of my mind, and I just happened to find the pamphlet.